Let's talk a little bit about the spring weather and how it's kind of set farmers up for this growing season, because it's been a little different this year than some other years.
Yeah, there's been a huge contrast between the start of this growing season and even just last year. A lot of cities across the Midwest actually broke the record for coldest spring on record, with records dating back over 100 years. But I should say that's for the month of April, and we've seen a pretty dramatic turnaround with above average temperatures so far in May. So that's been good to allow farmers to get out into the field and begin planting.
They've been able to catch up a lot as it comes to planting and planting progress throughout the country. As we take a look at the growing season, talk to me a little bit about some of maybe some issues maybe that we're thinking about or we're looking at, and then ultimately how we can utilize some technology, specifically technology available from climate, to better monitor and manage some of this growing season weather condition.
Yeah, well, one of the big issues was with some really wet conditions, especially in certain parts of the Midwest, farmers just weren't able to get onto their fields because it was just too muddy. So Climate Field View offers some rainfall tools to allow farmers to determine whether their field is workable. So we provide 24-hour rainfall estimates from the last 24 hours, as well as three-day totals, running total since yesterday, and a running total since midnight. So that information can help farmers determine if they should be, if their fields are workable on that day. And then we also have some season-long precip information that will help farmers determine kind of fertility management and harvest timing and things like that as we get further down to the season. And those values are compared to an historical 10-year average. So you can see if rainfall this year has been more or less than the last 10 years.
Can we talk a little bit about outlook for weather for the remainder of the growing season, or for at least part of the growing season?
It was a very cold start to the spring, a very cold and wet in parts of the Midwest, April. We actually have drought conditions right now over Kansas and parts of Oklahoma and Texas. But since sort of the turn of the month into May, we've seen much warmer conditions, and we anticipate over the next couple weeks at least that those warmer conditions will continue. And then for the rest of the growing season, we have been looking at some of the longer range climate models, and there really isn't a strong signal one way or the other about what this season will bring, unfortunately. But we will continue monitoring the seasonal outlook for this year.
Anything else that we need to think about when it comes to managing managing our fields and managing our crops and the weather-related tools that are available?
I'd just like to add that, farmers can't control the weather, but you can adapt to it. And so our tools on the FieldView platform provide resources to help you through the season from planting to harvest and beyond. So, we offer hail alerts where, if we detect a hail storm near your field, you can go out and scout that field and look at damage. We provide future radar maps, so radar looking out for the next 4 hours, so you can determine if you're about to get a big storm to move in overhead. Season-to-date GDUs based off of temperature at your field, so field-level GDUs, and then as well as hourly forecasts and daily weather forecasts that are directly in the app and specific to your field. So all of those tools should help farmers adapt to the weather conditions actually at their field.